lifestyles convenient.
Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing health challenges, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. For the past 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases, among other issues that, by the standards of modern medical treatment, can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and biology simply standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, about nutrition, about prescription drugs, about health challenges that you or your family may be facing, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call my friends Phyllis and Andy or Nassim and Rachel or Vicky or Debbie at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information about the Longevity products, or if you so desire, about the Longevity business, how you can make some money and help me in my mission to help educate the planet about the power of using nutritional supplements for good health. Welcome aboard, friends. It's great to be here. Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. A couple of points I want to clarify about yesterday's show. First of all, magnesium malate. We were talking about magnesium yesterday, and I spelled malate with an E. A couple of astute listeners pointed that out to me. It's M-A-L-A-T-E, malate, if you're looking for magnesium malate. Secondly, as far as forms of magnesium go, when we talk about the best forms of minerals, what we're really referring to is the absorption of the minerals. When you buy magnesium, you're not just buying magnesium. You're buying a chemical compound that's made up of two parts. That's why you'll always see a second word after the magnesium. It's true about all minerals. You'll see a second word after your calcium. You'll see a second word after your selenium. You'll see a second word after your zinc. Whatever the mineral is, there's always a second word, and that second word is technically called the salt form, or simply the form of magnesium. The best salt forms, the best forms of magnesium, have a biological substance attached. When you attach a mineral to something biological, the body recognizes it. Or even better, if you attach something the body can use to the mineral, it becomes much more readily absorbed. We say it has a higher bioavailability. Things like malate or citrate or chelate forms are pretty well handled by the body because they're familiar to the body. But the aspartate and the glycinate forms are even better because those are substances that can be used by the body. So magnesium aspartate or magnesium glycinate are much more effective forms of magnesium than, say, magnesium citrate because the body can actually work with aspartate and glycinate. In fact, aspartate and glycinate can actually enter into cells. Osteomag is made with magnesium glycinate. Chelated magnesium tends to be well handled too, and of course, colloidal magnesium is well handled by the body, as are all colloidal minerals. Some of the lesser effective forms of magnesium are magnesium oxide, magnesium gluconate, and magnesium sulfate. Typically, when you see the words sulfate or gluconate or oxide, you're looking at a less expensive form of a mineral and a mineral that has less bioavailability. And keep in mind, magnesium when we're talking about magnesium, magnesium doesn't get absorbed that easily. Magnesium requires a healthy liver. It requires bile. It requires a fully functioning small intestine. If you've had your gallbladder removed, you're going to have problems absorbing magnesium. And if you don't absorb the magnesium you're taking, it's going to get excreted out of the body. And as it gets excreted, this is very important now, as magnesium gets excreted through the body, it is going to pull water with it. Minerals act like water magnets. That's why in some big cities they'll sprinkle minerals in the form of salt, sodium chloride, on top of ice to melt the ice, because minerals have a property of being able to pull in water. And this is why if you're not absorbing your minerals, you may end up with watery stools or diarrhea. If you're supplementing with minerals, if you get yourself on a mineral supplement program or a nutritional supplement program, or you're taking a multiple vitamin that has minerals and you end up with diarrhea, what's very likely happening is you've got a digestive issue that is keeping you from absorbing nutrients. This is a very, very important piece of information. So if you're taking in your nutritional supplements, if you decide, oh, I'm going to get on a nutritional supplement program, I'm going to get some colloidal minerals, or I'm going to get a mineral drink, or whatever it is that has minerals in it, and you end up with loose stools, that's a sign that you're not absorbing your nutrients, and you want to know about it, because if you're not absorbing minerals, you are at serious health risk. Just deficiencies in magnesium alone, which is very common, by the way, if you're deficient in magnesium, hundreds of chemical reactions in the body will be operating with less than peak efficiency. Every single system in the body will be operating with less than peak efficiency. If this sounds familiar to you, please make sure you are focusing on intestinal health pronto, today. If you have started a nutritional supplement program and you end up with loose stools, get yourself on an intestinal program right away. Make sure you're getting bile. Make sure bile salts, I should say. Make sure you're getting bile supplements. Make sure you're taking lecithin. Make sure you're taking all the fat-absorbing nutrients we talk about every day on The Bright Side. Also, if you're stressed out and you're experiencing any of the signs of adrenal fatigue, such as dizziness or problems sleeping, you're at risk for magnesium deficiency. Magnesium is involved in the production of adrenal hormones, and if your adrenal glands are overactive, you're burning through magnesium. And also, if you're drinking a lot of coffee or a lot of pop, if you're drinking a lot of tea, caffeine can increase the excretion of magnesium. And if you're taking antacids, that can make magnesium more difficult to absorb. And that includes the little purple pill and the prescription antacids that doctors tend to give out if you have a gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, or heartburn, and they give you antacids. That's going to make your magnesium much more difficult to absorb. So I wanted to make sure that we cover that a little bit. I want to continue talking about acne as well. Yesterday we were talking about acne that's related to the liver, so-called liver acne, which you can tell always by the appearance of boils or cysts or breakouts on the body, especially on the back or the shoulders, the chest, also the neck. You can even have breakouts as low as the groin where your leg meets your hip, or also on the butt. The bad news is that by the time the liver is involved, by the time you have liver acne, you have typically gone through a biochemical breakdown for years. The good news is that the body is always looking to heal, and acne on the back or on the body, as well as boils or cysts, can be taken care of pretty quickly by eliminating causes, which are typically digestive. So if you find yourself or your kid or somebody you know breaking out on the back or on the shoulders, you want to focus on causes. Most of the time, those are digestive. You also want to make sure that you're addressing key nutritional needs. There's some super important nutrients for liver health. For example, glutamine. We talk about that a lot on this program. Glutamine is a key component of the liver's major detoxifying system, glutathione. You might want to consider taking glutamine powder. I think the powders are a little more cost-effective than the pills that you get. Typically, a glutamine pill or a glutamine capsule will have 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams. But really, if you want to get an effective dose of glutamine, you need 5,000 milligrams. That's 5 full grams a day, or a teaspoon a day, which is why the glutamine powders are so cost-effective. A pound of glutamine powder will cost you about $30 or $40, and it'll last you a couple months. So if you do a teaspoon a day. So a teaspoon a day of glutamine powder. Let's see how that works out. 450, 30, yeah, that's almost 3 months for $40 or so. So that's a good value, glutamine powder. There's a couple more things for liver acne. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We'll be back with more good health information.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and different times, I guess, on our archives, of course, 24/7, but at different times on affiliates around the country. Let's see, we're covering liver acne today. We're talking about some supplements that you could take if you're breaking out along the back or on your shoulders or in the groin area or in the neck. If you've got boils or cysts, chances are you've got one of the types of acne that's progressed and now your liver's involved. The liver is dumping stuff out into the lymph, and from there, anything's possible because your lymphatic system travels throughout the body, obviously. So if you're breaking out in areas where you shouldn't be breaking out or where you think it's kind of weird to be breaking out, chances are you've got some lymphatic and liver involvement and you want to start taking in some liver supplements. The good news is that liver acne, acne on the back, boils or cysts are really easy to treat, and typically those are the first kinds of breakouts that go away. But it does mean taking some supplements for your liver. We talked about glutamine before the break. And glutamine powder is the way to go. The pills, the capsules, they tend to be not as cost effective because you really do need to get a good dose of glutamine on a daily basis in order to get some good benefits. 5,000 milligrams a day, a teaspoon a day of glutamine powder is a good place to start. With your glutamine, you want to take NAC, NAC, which we talked about yesterday. NAC is a superstar liver nutrient. Maybe 1,000 milligrams a day. NAC typically comes in 500 or 600 milligram capsules, so one or two capsules or a couple capsules a day is a good place to be. And then make sure you're getting enough protein to replace your refined sugars and flour-based products, which can wreak havoc on an already compromised liver. So making sure you start off every meal with a little bit of protein, or even a lot of protein, especially in the form of protein powder. And don't forget, what may be the most important mineral in the entire detoxification process is something we don't talk about as much as we should, and that is the mineral selenium. It's been known for over 20 years that selenium deficiency is associated with acne anyway, but in the case of acne that's related to the liver, selenium can help keep our glutathione working correctly. And more glutathione means more and better detoxification. Selenium does a whole bunch of other important things as far as the immune system goes. Selenium has been shown to help protect against cancer. It's protective for the heart. You want to be right around 400 to 600 micrograms of selenium a day. Selenium is one of those minerals like zinc that you don't want to take too much of. So right around 400 to 600 micrograms a day of selenium is a good place to be. Look for chelated selenium or something called selenium monomethionine, and that's spelled M-O-N-O-M-E-T-H-I-O-N-I-N-E, monomethionine, and that's a selenium that's attached to the amino acid methionine, obviously. But the chelated selenium is pretty good. Youngevity's ultimate selenium product is chelated selenium. Selenium is also very good for protecting the prostate, and it helps to activate the liver's entire detoxification biochemistry. So the selenium is something that you want to think about for liver acne. And, of course, for any liver condition, there's vitamin E, which actually works specifically with selenium, in addition to having a special importance for the liver. And with all the NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease that's going on, it's estimated that 30% of Americans have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Taking vitamin E on a regular basis, which is known to protect the liver, is probably a good idea. And this is especially true if you have boils or cysts or any of the signs of liver acne. Now, vitamin E can actually help heal breakouts once the breakouts have already started, and they can also help accelerate the healing of a wounded breakout. If you pop a zit or you have some kind of big welt and you've been playing around with it where you shouldn't have, and now it's even bigger and it's more swollen or it's wounded, taking high doses of vitamin E can accelerate the healing process pretty dramatically. By high doses, I mean 3,000 international units a day. But in any case, whether you have or really bad breakouts, if any kind of liver condition or liver acne, 400 international units a day, 400 IU a day is a good place to be with vitamin E. Look for mixed tocopherols. Remember, there's four different kinds of tocopherols. Tocopherols means to bear children, tocopherol, and it's a half of the vitamin E complex. The other half, tocotrienols. Some people feel like tocotrienols are more effective. Whether it's tocotrienols or tocopherols, either way, make sure you're getting the mixed form, which has a full spectrum of all the different vitamin E components. The mixed forms are harder to find, and they may be slightly more expensive. But whether you use mixed tocopherols or whether you use mixed tocotrienols, make sure that you're getting 400 international units a day. Most of the studies that have been done showing the benefits of vitamin E talk about using 400 international units a day. The RDA, the recommended daily allowance for vitamin E, is a paltry 15 to 20 IU. That is absolutely ridiculous, and vitamin E is very difficult to find from food, so you're not going to get your vitamin E needs met from food. The best food source of vitamin E is wheat germ oil. If you do decide to try to get your vitamin E from food, get a couple of tablespoons of wheat germ oil and some salad every day. With vitamin E, you can miss days here and there, and once you've been taking it for a couple of weeks, you're not going to really miss a day off or 2 days off because vitamin E is stored. Vitamin A at 20,000 international units a day wouldn't hurt for liver acne. And, of course, speaking of fats, essential fatty acids are also very, very important, both omega-6s and omega-3s if you have liver acne. Some nutrition people think that we get enough omega-6s. Personally, I'm not so sure. I think it's probably a good idea to get one or two teaspoonfuls of an omega-6 oil like evening primrose oil or barrage oil, or maybe two or three capsules of a barrage or evening primrose containing nutritional supplement. Some people feel like evening primrose oil is the better of the two, but for most of us, taking a couple teaspoonfuls of any omega-6 oil or a couple capsules of any omega-6 oil is not a bad idea. The ultimate EFAs from Youngevity are made with barrage oil if you decide to use those. As far as omega-3s, I got a couple of emails yesterday from folks who wanted to know why I suggested that seed oils are preferable to fish oils. And that's a good question. And the source is some misunderstanding, so let me address that real quickly. See, there really is only one omega-3. There's only one omega-3. It's called alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA for short. Now, ALA is broken down into the body into something called DHA and EPA, and these are very important. The big difference between flaxseed oil and seed oils in general and fish oils is that fish oils do not contain ALA. They only contain the derivatives, the breakdown products, which are the DHA and the EPA. And that is why if you can only choose one omega-3 oil, I recommend that you choose flaxseed oil rather than fish oil. Even better, of course, would be to cover all your bases by taking both fish oil and flaxseed oil. But if you have to pick one or the other, you're probably better off picking flaxseed oil because then your body can convert the ALA into DHA and EPA. And while it's true that not everybody converts as well, at least you're getting the parent form, and then you're letting your body make the decision on whether it wants to break it down or not. With the fish oil, you're not getting the parent form, the ALA. You're only getting the breakdown derivative products. And you always want to try to take your EFAs, by the way, with your other fatty vitamins and ideally with a meal that's got some fatty food in it. That way you've got your digestive juices flowing and nutrients will be much more likely to be absorbed. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to talk to us, we welcome your phone calls. On the bright side, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, I encourage you to give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information, and we've got great articles and videos up on the brightsideben.com website, trying to figure out a way to get a comment page so we can get some feedback from you folks who are listening or reading the website. Checking out my blog. We're talking about liver acne and ways that you can handle liver acne using nutritional supplements. Before we went to break, we were talking about essential fatty acids. One of the big things with fats is absorption of fats, and if you're not absorbing your fats, you're probably not going to be absorbing your minerals either. So if you find that you start to supplement with essential fatty acids or fatty vitamins like vitamins E and A and you don't feel comfortable, or you get some loose stools or fat in your stools, you want to start to up your take in nutritional supplements that can up your absorption of fats, especially bile salts, ultimate enzymes. It's also a good idea to put your fats, take your fats with fatty meals, and also to put fats on vegetables. Mixing vegetables with fats gives some interesting, has some interesting advantages, because there are substances in vegetables that, while they don't appear to be fatty, really are. In fact, even cucumbers or celery or peppers, which to initial appearances seem like they're mostly water, do have a fat component, and a lot of the good nutrients, the so-called phytonutrients, are in the fatty part of the vegetables. If you're not absorbing your fats, you're not going to get those phytonutrients, and those phytonutrients are wonderfully protective for the liver. They can help protect the skin. They can help you with liver acne, but if you're not absorbing your fats, you're not going to get the benefits of those phytonutrients. So mixing in your essential fatty acids with your Brussels sprouts, with your broccoli, with your salads, sprinkle it on salads, use your essential fatty acid liquid as salad oil. And don't heat it, because EFAs are very sensitive, but just use it as a salad oil right on top of your salad, or after you steam your broccoli or your kale, just sprinkle some essential fatty acid oil, maybe some flaxseed oil or some wheat germ oil on top. It'll up the taste, it'll increase the taste, improve the taste value, but it'll also improve the nutritional value as well. So that's a nice strategy for you if you feel like you have malabsorption of your fats, and malabsorption of essential fats can be a real big problem. That's why they call them essential, because they're absolutely essential. Whenever you hear that word essential, that means you better be getting it or you're in big trouble. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side. Let's take our first phone call. Jamie in Texas, what's going on?
Hi, I have a question. Maybe you can help me solve a problem for UTI.
Oh, for you?
Yes.
Okay. UTIs, urinary tract infections, are they chronic? Do they keep repeating? Or
no.
UTI I've you can't never, get rid of?
No. I've never had a UTI in my life, but 3 months ago I had a bad bout with this flu bug, and that's it developed apparently into a UTI.
Okay.
And
that makes
the doctor prescribed Cipro.
Well, of course he did, because he's a doctor. That's what he does. He prescribes antibiotics.
I looked at the instructions and I said, oh no,
right.
This is for anthrax. And so I refused to take it, and I just took a lot of water and cranberry, and it went away. Now, 3 months later, something has come back.
Okay.
And now a different doctor prescribed Bactrim. And I look at that.
That's another antibiotic.
The same type thing. You know, it says don't give to children or old people, and I'm an old people.
Well, here's the deal with UTIs that are repeating like that. They're related to problems with the balance of bacteria inside your body. Certain bacteria are overgrowing. So then the question becomes, why are bacteria overgrowing? Technically, the term for bacteria that are out of balance in the body is which means like dysfunction or broken down, biosis, which means bacteria. So you have a problem with the bacterial balance in your body. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, what's causing the bacterial imbalance? Now, the most common reason is the foods that we're eating. So sugar will mess it up. Sugar will mess up the bacterial balance. If you're drinking chlorinated water, or if there's antibiotics in your meat or in your dairy, that can throw off bacterial balance. In fact, there's quite a few things that can throw off bacterial balance. So the first thing I like patients to do when they have urinary tract infections is get on a good probiotic supplement. That means try to reestablish the bacterial flora in the gut. And this will do a couple of things. First of all, bacteria can help the immune system, so it can help your body fight dysbiosis or bacterial imbalances, but it can also help rebalance the bacterial population in your intestine. Now, I know your problem is in your urinary tract, but things move around inside the body. So by controlling the bacterial flora in your intestine, you may be able to protect yourself against chronic or repeating UTIs. So I would be getting on a good probiotic supplement. I like the BioLumen Nightly Essence from Longevity. If you want to try that one, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. If you decide not to go that route, look for a probiotic supplement that has multiple strains of bacteria. And that's the first thing you want to do. The second thing you want to do is you want to increase your, or improve your body's immunity. That is, improve your body's ability to fight bacterial infections. And there's a couple nutrients that are important for that. One of the most important is what we just talked about, and that's selenium. So I would be getting on a good selenium supplement, 200 to 400 micrograms a day is a good place to be. And again, Longevity's got a selenium supplement. They call it Ultimate Selenium. And that's the second thing you might want to try. High doses of vitamin C is another thing that may be helpful. And by high doses, I mean anywhere from 4 to 10 grams of it a day. And it's tough to get that in a multiple vitamin supplement, so you may need to get some vitamin C powder and do maybe a quarter teaspoon or a half teaspoonful in water a couple of times a day. And then last but not least, just killing off the bacteria is not a bad strategy. And one of the best ways to do that is with something called Lugol Solution, and that's spelled L-U-G-O-L-S. Lugol Solution is an iodine solution. We talked about that a couple months back when we were talking about that whole Fukushima plant explosion in Japan. Everybody was all concerned about making sure they were getting the protective dose of iodine. And what I said then and I said now, it's much better to take your iodine in a nutritional format so that you take iodine on a daily basis, a small amount of iodine, and you meet your iodine needs. And that way your body's much less likely to take in radioactive iodine. And I still say that it's much more important to take in nutritional supplements at a reasonable amount on a regular basis. And that is especially true with iodine. So making sure that you're getting your iodine in the form of Lugol solution can sort of take care of three different things. It'll give you nutritional iodine. It'll protect you against toxicity from radioactive iodine. And Lugol solution has a wonderful history for helping with bladder infections. You need to get a prescription from your doctor for Lugol solution, and you want to do about 12 drops of the solution in maybe 8 ounces of water, two or three or four times a day. And it should take about only a couple of days to get rid of a urinary tract infection for most people, and that's been my experience. A lot of folks will use something called mannose, and some folks will use cranberry juice, and mannose is a sugar, and cranberry juice also contains different sugars to keep the bacteria from being able to do its dirty work and cause urinary tract infection. So I haven't had really great luck with either mannose or cranberry juice, but I've had great luck with Lugol solution. So taking care of your internal intestinal bacteria with a good probiotic supplement, upping your immune system with things like selenium and vitamin C, laying off the sugar, that's a big one. And then try some Lugol solution and see if that helps you, Jamie. Thanks so much for calling from Texas. Got to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. If you're not on hold and want to talk to us today, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. And we will be back right after this timeout. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
John asks if flax seeds are as good as flaxseed oil. And that's a question I get all the time, so I thought I'd address that real quickly. No, John, flax seeds are not the same as flaxseed oil. Flax seeds are good. Make sure, you grind your flax seeds before you use them, because the coating on flax seeds will keep you from getting the benefit of that fiber underneath. And flax seeds are really wonderful in the sense that it's great fiber, it's a good source of protein, it's a good source of vitamin E, it's a great source of phytonutrients. But you don't get a lot of flaxseed oil in flax seeds. The flaxseed oil is a concentrate of all of the oil parts in the flax seeds. And they press the seeds and get that oil out. And you're really getting a lot more benefit in terms of EFAs, essential fatty acids, and other valuable fatty substances in the flaxseed oil. Not that flax seeds are not good. If you grind them, they're great. And don't waste your money on $20 or $25 a pound of pre-ground flax seeds. I saw a bag of pre-ground flax seeds, I think it's some chain drugstore, for $20 or $25 a pound. Of course, you got to keep them in the freezer. Once you open them, and even then, they start to go bad. Just grind your own flax seeds fresh. Get flax seeds at Whole Foods or at some comparable kind of store, health food store. Look for the golden flax seeds. The golden ones tend to have a little more nutrition. Ideally, they'll be organic. And then grind them fresh every morning. You buy yourself a little coffee grinder for grinding coffee beans. And instead of using coffee beans, just dump in your seeds. In fact, you can actually dump in sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and other seeds and make a nice little seed powder. You can add that to smoothies. You could put it on your salads. You can bake with it. You can do all kinds of things, but it's not the same as flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil needs to be taken in addition to flax seeds. John also asked about amoxicillin. He mentions that amoxicillin is 14 pills of generic amoxicillin, which is an antibiotic, set them back $80+. And I found that quite surprising. I haven't dispensed amoxicillin for many years, but back in the day when I was a pharmacist practicing,
we would dispense amoxicillin, a 14-day supply or 14 pills of amoxicillin for less than $5. So that's what's happening to prescription drugs. And the most unfortunate part of it all is typically you don't need prescription drugs. In fact, it's very rare that you need prescription drugs, and a large part of these escalating healthcare costs are based in the ridiculously rising costs of prescription drugs. You know, making prescription drugs from a manufacturing standpoint, you're looking at pennies for a bottle of 100. Typically, the plastic bottle costs more than the pills. Yet these drug companies are gouging people for $80, $100, $200, $300 a month for what's costing pennies. And that reason alone is enough reason to not interface, not interact with this nasty prescription drug business. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side. And Tammy in Washington, what's going on?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Tammy.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Yeah, I had a TSH and a T3 and T4 test done, and it came back. It's normal, but low normal, very low normal.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel actually okay, but I do get kind of depressed, have some depressed moods occasionally. I feel really cold, more than I feel like I should, and my temperature runs a little bit on the low side. So my naturopathic physician recommended the natural thyroid.
Armor thyroid or thyroid gland?
Yeah, it was one similar to that. It's Nature Throid.
Okay, how's that working for you?
Well, I took an extremely small dose, and I cut it in half, and it didn't work very well. Well, it increased my mood and made me feel better, but it at night I wasn't able to sleep at night, so I think it was too much.
Okay.
So I asked him about, just iodine.
Okay.
And he thinks that, he said the RDA is 150 micrograms of iodine, and that should be enough to give your thyroid everything it needs to work appropriately.
Well, he's absolutely wrong about that. First of all, iodine, and here's the only way you can tell. Get yourself on a high dose of iodine and see how you feel. And by a high dose, I mean about 12.5 milligrams a day. That's what I recommend. The recommended daily allowance, as you mentioned, is 150 micrograms. So what I'm saying is you want to take 100 times that on a daily basis. But here's the only way to find out, Tammy. Take it and see how you feel. The best iodine product I know of is something called Ioderol, I-O-D-E-R-O-L, or maybe A-L. It's either O-L or A-L, Ioderol. And that's the best one I know of. It comes in the 12.5, comes in different strengths, but you can get a 12.5 milligram tablet. Take that, take 12.5 milligrams a day. See how you feel. That's the only way to tell. It has nothing to do with what your naturopath says or what I say or what your doctor says or what anybody says. It has to do with how you feel. You can also do something called the basal thermometer test, and that's where you take a thermometer, stick it under your armpit first thing in the morning. You don't even want to move out of bed. Just as soon as your eyes open up in the morning, get the thermometer, which should be sitting by your bedside, and make sure you use a basal thermometer, which is a much more specific type of thermometer. Stick it under your armpit, and you want it to be right at body temperature. You don't want it to be any lower than body temperature. If it's 98.6, I think it's body temperature. If it is lower than body temperature, you are hypothyroid, especially if it happens for 2 or 3 days. Take the iodine, see if your basal thermometer under your armpit changes, and that's the best way to tell how your thyroid's doing. Now, also keep in mind that it's not just iodine for the thyroid. Essential fatty acids are very important for the thyroid. Zinc is helpful for the thyroid. Vitamin A is helpful for the thyroid. And most importantly, or not most importantly, but very importantly, if you have any digestive problems, this can mess up your thyroid, because thyroid hormone is activated through the digestive system. It's also activated through bacteria in the digestive system. So making sure that you're correcting any digestive problems and getting yourself on a good probiotic supplement can also help with the thyroid. But don't pay any attention to anybody who tells you that's enough or it's too much or it's too little. You want to go by how you feel. You want to go by your personal biochemical markers, your biochemical individuality, your biochemical specificity, how specific these treatments are for you and for your biochemistry. And that's why I don't even like those TSH tests and the T3 and T4 tests, because they always match you up against some kind of normal standard. Well, there's no normal standards. There's no normal people. There's no such thing as normal. Normalcy is a myth that doesn't exist. And when we make our medical decisions and our health decisions based on some kind of mythological normal standard, it doesn't serve anybody except people who are selling us products based on those standards. So I don't don't pay any attention to tests. I want to know how you feel. Do a basal thermometer test. I would recommend 12.5 milligrams of iodine, or even try Lugol solution. We talked about that for urinary tract infections. That might be another thing that you might want to try, and also correct any digestive issues. Thanks so much for calling. Tammy, let's see if we can squeeze Greg in from Oklahoma. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Answer my question a little bit. I went to the doctor and got blood work. He said my thyroid was a little low. And just wondering what the best way might be to increase my thyroid activity and things.
Same ideas. Get yourself on an iodine supplement. That's the first thing you want to do. As I was saying to Tammy previously, Iodorol is the best one I know of. 12.5 milligrams a day is a great place to start. Make sure you get enough vitamin A, essential fatty acids, also zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Correct digestive imbalances. This is very, very important, correcting any digestive symptomology. And then also, I forgot to mention this, but there's a link between your adrenal glands and your thyroid. So when you're under chronic adrenal stress, eventually your thyroid will slow down in response. Your adrenal glands are making you get up and go, and the thyroid is also making you get up and go. And the way the body compensates for too much get up and go is it will slow down the thyroid. So by relaxing a little bit, by deep breathing techniques, by taking in adrenal nutrients, you can do your thyroid a whole world of good. And adrenal nutrients are the B complex, zinc, even iodine is an adrenal nutrient that we don't talk about a lot as an adrenal gland nutrient, but that might be something that you want to consider. And then, you know, relaxing a little bit. We don't understand, or we don't talk about enough, the power of just simple relaxation. When you relax completely, your adrenal glands slow down. That will allow your thyroid to pick back up again, and that might be another strategy that you might want to explore. But Iodorol, iodine is really the first thing that you want to think about for any kind of thyroid issue. Don't go by the test, folks. Get yourself a basal thermometer at the drugstore. Keep it by your bed. Stick it under your armpit first thing in the morning. And by the way, for women, you don't want to do this when you're having your period. You want to do this before or after your period, because that can throw off your body temperature. As I say, you don't even want to move out of bed. You want to keep that thermometer right by the bedstand. And as soon as you open your eyes, grab the thermometer, put it under your armpit, and see if you're under body temperature. If you're under where your body temperature should be, 98.6, chances are you're hypothyroid. Take your iodine, take your other thyroid supplements, and see if that has an effect. Thanks so much to all our callers today. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. For everybody at Genesis and Longevity, remember, friends, it's always good nutrition that is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. If you're interested in learning about the Longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. Somebody will get back to you. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all later. Bye for now.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.